Hey!
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Simmy. Bit of a drag, these family dues, eh?
Yeah, keep the parents happy.
Hello, everybody!
Oh, my God, she's here! She's coming over. Don't look at her, don't. Oh, God!
Bobby, sweetie! Come on and give your auntie a big, fat kissing. You know, I used to change his nappy when he was at your school, and let me tell you, his girlfriend is going to be a very lucky woman. Well, are you his girlfriend? Don't be shy, sweetie. You can tell me because I'm very modern that way.
Auntie, this is Simmy.
Namaste, auntie.
Oh, chuchu. Oh. Slip me some skin, sister. I know that's how all you youngsters talk. In it, wicked, wicked. So, you two getting it on together yet? Huh? Or still at the only upstairs touching on a first date? Huh? You can tell me I'm very modern, you know.
We're not going out together.
No, we're just in the same tutorial group at college.
Oh, college. Yes, I know what all you youngsters get up to at college.
Please. No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I'm modern, I know. All that injecting of the port and getting high on the fizzy cider. I love young people because I'm very modern and have a gay attitude to life.
I'm just going to...
I'm a bit of a rebel myself, you know. I am. I was the first lady in my aerobics class for India to wear a thong. I was. But I don't care because I'm completely mad in a modern sort of way. Go on, tell me a secret.
No.
Go on. We won't tell the bloody old parents, will we? No, old-fashioned smellies. We youngsters have to stick together.
So where are your kids today, Auntie?
Pardon? Someone really should start the dance.
They're not children. Oh, what do they do?
I don't know.
They ran away when they were 12, didn't they?
Pardon? Oh, come on, everyone. Let's put on some Neil Diamond and get this party swinging.
How are you all enjoying your stay in my modest little autonomous region? Summer palace, not too Spartan, I hope?
Oh, no, it's so kind of you to support our fight to protect endangered animals, Your Excellency.
Oh, please, we don't stand on ceremony here. Call me your Maharajismus.
We really can't tell you how important our conservation work is. By giving us access to your estate, you are helping to preserve so many of India's rare species.
Come. It is my pleasure. I love animals, and this country is indeed blessed with some of God's most magnificent and noble creatures. Mighty elephant.
Oh, yes.
The glorious antelope.
Yeah.
The delicious lion.
What?
The scrumptious mongoose.
Hang on a minute. You can't mean...
Ah, but enough. All this talk of nature has made me hungry. Tiger sandwich, anyone? You don't like tiger? Ever tried its cobblers grilled on a cocktail stick? How about its bum on a cracker? All right. But you must try monkey's faces on a bed of saffron rice. Very well. Nut cutlets all round?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, nice. Yes, that's lovely. Yeah.
Mm. Made with real monkey's nuts. More for me, then.
Meow, pussycats, yeah. It's me, Smita Smitten, showbiz kitten, snuffling around the cat litter of celebrity lives for chunks of tasty gossip. Today, I'm talking to the glamorous producer of The Smita Smitten Show. Yeah, the hottest showbiz program on the Lahore Cable Network. So, Nina, what's new in the world of glitz?
Now, Smita, I've asked you here to discuss a very delicate matter.
Oh, meow. Here comes the bombshell, folks. Finally, the identity of Jackie Shroff's mystery companion will be exclusively revealed to yours truly.
Smita, please, this isn't the show. This is real life. Now, don't make this more difficult than it is. I've been meaning to speak to you for a while now about the show.
Could it be that I've been spotted stepping out with handsome Bollywood bad boy Sunny Deol?
Smita, listen to me. We're axing the show. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. You don't get into parties anymore. You've got no contacts, and no one in the industry is prepared to talk to you. Those are not good things for a gossip columnist. You're going to be all right.
Meow, viewers. The cat always lands on her feet.
Smita, there are no viewers. They've all gone forever.
Could it be that the granite-jawed Salman Khan...
All right, Smita, clear your desk.
I resign. That's this week's exclusive, viewers. Smita Smitten, showbiz kitten, resigns before her dumpy boss knows what's hit her. Wait till I tell the gorgeous Art Malik about this.
Now, who's for dessert? Buttercup chimp in a raspberry coolie? Oh, good. All right. We'll shave the hair off. More for me, then.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you all to the first Asian Actors Masterclass. Tonight, we'll be tackling screen drama. The most important aspect of screen drama for the Asian actor is the poetry of the language. To illustrate this, I want us to improvise a classical period scenario of the type often used in, say, standard Merchant Ivory production. Okay now, in this scene, you are Indian ladies and gentlemen attending a function at the governor's palace. So let's go for it.
Nice weather we're having.
Yes, quite marvelous.
Stop it. A little more of the poetry of the Indian mindset is needed. Think of Alec Guinness in Passage to India. Shahi Jafri in anything. Listen. As the infant is drawn to the warmth of the mother's bosom, so do we suckle at the golden breast of the sun as it warms the rich red soil of this, our motherland.
Pardon?
Nice weather we're having, you see?
Okay, now, I think I've got it. As the rains bring life to the barren desert, so might your thirst be quenched by the refreshing nectar of the Assam leaf.
You are?
Would you like some tea?
No, look, I'm sorry, but I'm not connecting with this. You know, it's just a little form of stereotype.
I disagree.
No, but
when
really...
the tiger walks abroad in the cool of the evening, the calf should not low in the barn.
What?
Shut your gob.
Mr. Bly for Dr. Aswani in room 3. Thank you.
Hi. I have an appointment with the nurse at 5.
Oh, just take a seat. She won't be long.
Thanks. Simi Betty, is that you? Oh, bugger.
Oh, give your auntie a big fat kiss, Simi. So, what are you here for today, huh? Coil? Cap? General shape and back down below? I'm very modern about female matters.
No, it's nothing. Just a cold, auntie.
Oh, I see. Nudge, wink. Say no more. Yes, yeah. You're 2 weeks late, getting a bit panicky, yeah? We modern girls go through such bull, don't we, huh? Men, we hate them, don't we? Can't find a good one, and then 3 of them come along all at once. Like trains.
That's buses, isn't it?
No, trains are more modern. No, you're upset because you don't know who the father is, yes?
No, for God's sake. Look, auntie, could you please keep your voice down a bit?
Oh, of course. Sorry, sweetie, sorry. But don't worry yourself. Your boyfriend's impotence is probably nothing to do with you. Us modern girls have our own needs and juices, don't we? And if he can't handle it, just tell him to get out of the kitchen, daddy-o, and get with the groove, you know? Is this your medicine?
Auntie, please.
Oh, take 3 a day for cyclitis. Oh, you have cyclitis, is that all?
I wish I were dead.
Oh, yes, we modern women get cyclitis all the time. We get it when we've been riding our bikes too much, you see? I understand. I get all the young modern diseases because I'm so young, too.
Mrs. Veena Chhabra?
That's my name. Don't wear it out, old man.
Yes, your prescriptions are ready to pick up.
Oh, they're for my sick husband.
What, 6 months' supply of HRT?
Oh, what the hell? Let's put on some Neil Diamond and get this surgery swinging.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to that second Asian Actors Masterclass. Now, Television is a complex and infinitely subtle medium. You will find yourself having to convey the maximum of depth with the minimum of expression. Okay. Are we ready to look at the script? And action!
What,
Jay? The baby's crying?
After the short gestation period, the meerkat pups are born into the cozy world of the family den. These incredibly social animals are weaned by their extended family with touching devotion. A few weeks later, they emerge above ground, blinking nervously and raising themselves onto their little hind legs to take their first look at the wondrous world.
And that's when I like to remove the feet, fry them in butter, and serve with a garlic chip. More for me?
Want an education? Want at least 3 years away from home? But don't want to waste your time doing an arty-farty course like history? Then why not try the Agent University? We have all the traditional courses, medicine, accountancy, engineering. Accountancy! But we also have courses tailor-made for the modern Asian student, the 7-year business degree. For those who are killing time before they join the family business. The special 3-year non-clinical medical degree. For the girl whose parents don't actually want her to practice. And of course, the 30-year management degree for the really thick student who still wants to say, I went to college. On the social side, we have the first-year Asian society, which in the second year will split violently in the Sikh society, the Hindu society, the Muslim society, and in the last year it becomes, who gives it to us? Let's stay in the really obvious society. First of all, though, we send you out into the world having learned the real values of education. Accountancy is better than engineering, pharmacy is better than law, and medicine is better than anything you can think of. The Asian University!
Formerly known as Slough College of Technology.
Daddy, is Father Christmas really coming tonight?
Yes, yes, Betty. Let's get you tucked up in bed and I'll tell you the story of Father Christmas. Now, every Christmas Eve, Santa loads his sled with all the presents that his elves have been busy making all year long. Then he hitches up his reindeer and flies away from his grotto in Jalandhar to deliver the gifts to little children all over the world.
Where's his grotto?
Jalandhar.
No, I thought he lives in the North Pole.
North Pole?
India! Father Christmas! Indian!
But...
Yeah, and as they fly through the air, he calls out to his reindeer, on the Nara! On the Baljeet Singh! On... Ranjit! You know, Ranjit the red-nosed reindeer.
They're not responding. I repeat, the aliens are not responding.
We must establish contact.
Okay, quick, music sequence and lights together.
Nothing. We're not communicating. Wait. I can see figures. They're coming out.
Excuse me. My name's Pogel. I'm a lab technician. I've got an idea that just might work.
Okay, Bogle. Let's try it.
Okay. Alien leader. Oh, Jackie! Jackie!
Punjabi?
They are Punjabi. Look, the heads only looked oversized because of the bugs. And those boxes are crates of vegetables. They're doing the grocery round, innit? Hey, alien leader.
अच्छा मैं तो 24 आवर कैशिंग कह रही नहीं उधर अपना बिमला हाँ अपने जान दिया तो नहीं चला बता दे
Roy, you two lovebirds off out somewhere romantic, huh?
We're going to the pictures.
Oh, romantic film?
Yeah, I think it's a comedy.
Good idea. You know, your mother and I saw a very funny film the other day.
Very funny film, you must see it.
Oh, right, what was it called?
I can't remember. It was very hilarious.
It all takes place on a boat, you see. And this boat is full of crazy people.
That's right, all laughing and drinking and being very silly.
Lots of dancing and carrying on below decks.
But then just when the party's really swinging, they
hit an iceberg.
The whole bloody boat sinks.
And the really funny thing is, there aren't enough lifeboats to go around.
Everybody is splashing around in the water, such fun.
Your mother and I laughed out loud in the cinema.
That's how funny it was.
That's Titanic and it's not funny.
Well, we liked it.
Of Bangalore, of Delhi, Delhi, Indian. Mrs. Chatterjee, you were a young girl at the time of the British Raj. Could you tell us what it was like growing up in those turbulent days?
Ah, yes. I was so young. Won't you have some nimble pani? It's freshly made.
Ah.
Come, let's sit out on the veranda. My, doesn't the garden look lovely? So neat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the British were here, the gardens were so beautifully kept.
Uh-huh.
Of course, Mr. Gandhi and Mr. Jinnah were making a terrible hullabaloo. But they really were. Oh, wonderful time. I remember the garden parties up at the governor's house and one particularly magnificent occasion attended by the viceroy himself.
Oh.
Everyone dressed up in their finery.
Well, can you remember what you wore?
Oh, no. I wasn't allowed inside. I was chained to the main gate. Being whipped by a couple of dashing young fusiliers from the local barracks. As they flogged me to within an inch of my life, I couldn't help noticing how gaily decorated the marquees were. Wonderful days.
It was the most tragic program.
Very sad.
It made me really angry. He could have succeeded in these endeavors and made something of himself if it wasn't for this... Blanca Rodney.
I know.
Tom and Tommy. Come on, man. What are you doing, man?
Boxing unit.
Put your dukes up, man. You all right? Watch out, I'm switching hands. You've been putting aspirin in your coke, innit?
Kiss my chuddies, man.
So why are you dancing about like a mongoose then?
Because I'm boxing, innit?
Why?
Because, man, like all my Asian brothers, I'm recognising our true leader and role model. The man who will unite all of our religions and castes with his boxing skills. The best pound-for-pound fighter the world has ever seen.
Who's that then?
What do you mean, who's that? The Asian sensation. The fighting man from Pakistan. The southpaw from near Lahore. Prince Nassim Ahmed.
Wait a minute. Prince Nazee ain't Asian.
Oh, Commodore, innit? You dissing the Packy Fist?
Packy Fist?
Yeah, I made it up good, innit?
No. I'm telling you, man, Prince Nazee ain't Pakistani. He's from the Middle East.
Yeah, but all the Asian kids love him. He's the new Tiger Dalibar Singh.
I don't care, Prince Nazee Mohammed, he's from Yemen.
Yeah, Yemen in Peshawar.
Yemen in the Middle East.
Oh, you total bestie, man. How come he's got an Asian name then?
Don't mean anything. What about Muhammad Ali?
Oh, the bloke from the halal meat shop.
The boxer. He wasn't from Karachi, was he?
Wasn't he?
Nah, and we know loads of Asians that call themselves Rocky.
Yeah, like my cousin Rakesh.
Yeah, and my mate Belinda.
Yeah, but Prince Nassim looks Asian, doesn't he? Oh.
Yeah, but so does Mo Dutta. And he ain't Asian.
Wicked point, man. But Naz is an arrogant shark who spends his cash on flash watches and fast cars and all the...
Rasmalan!
Thank you, Polly.
He's just like us.
Exactly. Respect to the Asian sensation. Come on, then. You fighting or what?
In it.
Welcome to Ready, Steady, Cook. Let's go straight to contestant number one and see what he's got in the shopping bag.
Oh, thank you, Fern. Well, today I brought with me a potato, a tin of artichoke hearts.
Oh, good idea. Anything else?
And a badger's brain, a dolphin's forehead, and a packet of monkey fingers. I just can't resist them.
Oh, God, no, you can't have that.
It's under a fiver, really. I mean, I shot the dolphin myself. Oh, more for me, then.
And tonight on The Late Show, to discuss the new production of King Lear at the Globe Theatre, I'm joined by Salman Rushdie, Sir Peter Hall, and an Indian couple from Hume.
Bloody funny.
We laughed out loud.
Poked his eyes at her. Bump, bump, bump.
I remember travelling from Jaipur to Pune on the old flyer, a ragtag bunch we were. Old women chattering amongst themselves, small children dashing up and down. And as we pulled into the old hill station, a group of young fusiliers came onto the platform and began to pepper the carriage with gunfire. As the blood trickled down the aisle, I remember thinking how thoroughly well polished their boots were. Wonderful days.
Deck the halls with boughs of chutney. La, 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 la. Indian. La, 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 la. Kitna yaar.
Kitna pyara. How's the family? How's the boy of yours?
Don't talk to me about my son.
He's not working tonight?
Bakwas. He's gone to a nightclub.
Nightclub?
Bloody nightclub. He'll be standing there with his idiot friends with the cigarettes. I tell him to stay here and work for the family, but does he listen? No. Instead, he goes to this den of evil with the alcohol and the loose women with the lipstick, a mascara, and a sticky tops.
Sticky tops.
He could be standing here with his father, earning an honest wage in a respectable business, but does he listen?
They'll never listen.
Instead, he would rather go into a room with his cigarettes, his alcohol, his conjury women. Anyway, enough of my complaining. What can I do for you?
Yes. Paco Marlboro Light, a bottle of Jack Daniel, and a copy of Penthouse.
And, of course, that was the year that the handsome and dashing young Ponsonby Smythe was made a general. I confess, I had something of a crush on him, and I became terribly excited when he came to town to execute my auntie. Wonderful days.
Good evening, and welcome to International Mastermind. Coming to you from the Great Hall of the University of Madras. And may we have our first contestant, please? Your name, please.
Professor Travindarama Parathi Tendarenda Marasalata. Who's the boss in the box you already got? But who...
You've started, so you may finish.
Suralingam Patapanchali Andaritu Ramayana.
And now, we the pearly kings and queens of the Forest Gate Empire will entertain you with a little ditty about a great fella from overseas who came to visit us in the East End way back when and became a bit of a hero of ours.
My story is a glamorous bartering from the yard.
Oh, my
I was born in 1869 in a place called Goodwood Road. I studied law in England and in South Africa, which is where I invented Satyagraha. His name is Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi, and he's the star of our show. But Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi is a bit of a mouthful, so we'll call him Mo. South Africa is where I helped the ethnic underclasses at rallies where we burned all of our identity passes. Then I went back to India, its villages and houses, and I wanted to dress ethnic, so I threw away me trousers. I was a paid up member of the Indian Congress. We fought the British Raj with only moderate success. But then I had a notion to give the Brits a jolt by marching it down the seaside and picking up some salt. His name is Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi, and he was a bit of a lad. Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi was fond of a giggle, but often looked sad. So India was cut in half and lots of blood was shed. And I said I'm protesting by refusing to be fed.
Oh dear.
I kept it up until they all succumbed to my appeal. And then I got up off me bed and had a slap-up meal. Yay! The story's nearly over, and all I can declare is that I did my very best to treat all people fair. Forget religious differences, there's bridges we can build. And if you'd all have listened, then I might have not been killed. His name was Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi, and as you can see, he was great. Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi, 1869 to 1948.
Goodness Gracious Me was performed by Sanjeev Bhaskar, Kulvinder Gear, Meera Sayal, and Nina Wadia. It was written by Pinto and Sardana, Sanjeev Kohli, Meera Sayal, and Sanjeev Bhaskar. The script editor was Sharath Sardana, and the producer was Anil Gupta.